Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by a 20-year veteran of the New Orleans Police Department. He's part of the dedicated team of homicide detectives who will show you their hard work. In Homicide Squad New Orleans on A&E, we welcome the third generation of police and his family, Detective Sergeant Rob Barrere.
Hey, how you doing?
Absolutely great, Rob. Let's go beyond the mic. As we watch Homicide Hunter New Orleans, what do you want viewers to discover?
I think it's great to actually watch an investigation unfold in real time and for the viewers to see the hard work and dedication exhibited by our detectives in the NOPD. These guys work around the clock, tirelessly, you know, seeking justice for these victims of these homicides. And it's impressive to watch. I'm impressed by it, just on the same team as these guys. And so I'm excited to let the world see the work these guys do every day.
What makes your team of detectives so strong for your city?
So we have some of the most dedicated, intelligent, like just diehard detectives. These guys, like, they'll catch a case. They work around the clock. They look at every possible lead. They exhaust, you know, every possible thing they can do to solve these cases. They all have unique qualities. You know, some are really good at interviews. Some are really good at, like, technology. Some are really good at just you know, putting the piece together and building, like, circumstantial cases. Just watching these guys work, it's impressive. They're very dynamic. And, again, they kind of coalesce and form this, like, amazing, you know, unit of investigators that just work these homicides within the city.
Talk about the pride you get when you're able to close a case.
Well, I'll tell you, like, the past 2 years, we've had a really, really high clearance rate, a lot of success with cases. It's been recognized by the department, you know, regionally. We have one detective who solved 21 homicide cases in a row, which is unprecedented. So I have immense pride in my team and watching these guys work every day, solving their crimes, catching these cases. It's just impressive to watch. It's something I've been doing this. I've been in homicide for 12 years, and I believe it's one of the strongest teams I've seen within the NOPD. And it's I'm proud to be part of that team.
How does each case change you?
Oh, it does. Again, like, I'm not the same person I was when I started this work. I mean, we see, like, you know, the worst parts of humanity. We see, you know, death every day. You come to see certain parts of the city where you work cases just differently. It changes your optics of everything. So, again, I think a lot of us compartmentalize, you know, the work we do, but it definitely changes you because, you know, we deal with, you know, not just the scenes. We also make connections with victims' families. And then we also have the empathy and just you almost like take upon their suffering as well, because it's you're sitting there talking to a child's mother, a brother, sister, husband, and you're seeing the pain they go through. And, like, it's, I don't care what kind of person you are. I mean, it definitely impacts you, doing all the trauma that a homicide, you know, puts on a community, like families, friends. It's just, so again, it definitely changes you, and kind of see life differently a little bit.
Rob Barrere from Homicide Squad New Orleans on A&E joins us beyond the mic. And Rob, it's time for the Rocking 8. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to mind. There is no pressure. How many tattoos do you have now?
Oh, man, over 20.
Best Mastodon concert you ever saw live was where?
Probably Atlanta, their hometown.
What was the last course that you had to take to get your master's in library science?
Oh, it was cataloging classification.
Why'd you do it?
Always loved libraries, always loved books, always found them to be sanctuaries of just, like, you know, solitude and learning. So I wanted to, when I leave this job, I want to do that. That's my dream.
You run as a way of relieving stress during cases. What's the longest run you've been on during a case?
Ooh, longest, probably 20 miles.
What's the best thing at Bucky's?
Best thing at Bucky's is our coffee. Incredible coffee.
Do you like pinball or video games?
Video games.
So, what's the best Atari game ever?
Best Atari game ever? For the 2600, it would probably be Pitfall.
Who doesn't love Pitfall? How about your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh. Oh, chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins. Hands down.
Let's sneak in a couple more with Sergeant Robert Barrere. He is from Homicide Squad New Orleans on A&E. What does the word justice mean to you?
Oh, as far as homicides go, it's identifying the perpetrator, building a strong case, arresting the perpetrator and then seeing it all the way through to prosecution. So they go to jail forever and they pay for their crime.
Why is giving the victims and the families of victims peace of mind by closing their cases important to you?
Again, like, there's never full closure for a family. They're always going to have this void from losing a loved one. But I think it brings them some sense of, I'll say satisfaction is a poor word, but I think it's seeing the person who took away their loved one spend the rest of their life in jail gives them some sense of like a way to move on from this in a way. They'll never forget their loved one, but at least they know the person responsible is paying for their crime.
Is there a specific case that haunts you today?
I've had several. I've had several like really violent crimes. I've had several cases involving like children who were struck by, you know, stray bullets or and you never forget those kind of cases. I mean, we work sometimes 200 plus cases a year. So they definitely all, you know, impact you negatively because you see like the worst, but there's cases I'll never forget. I have a bunch. I have a Rolodex of cases I'll never forget.
What episode of Homicide Squad New Orleans will people love from the season?
For the new season, there's a case during Mardi Gras. I don't want to give too much away, where a homeless man is like savagely beaten behind a business. That's a pretty good one. It's violent. It's random, and I think it was a good case. And the detective, Nick Davis, is incredible. I think that's going to be a really good episode.
It's time for One Big Question with Rob Barrere. He is from Homicide Squad New Orleans on A&E. How has the cameras giving Vans a different look into your career changed the way you think people see detectives?
I think it gives an inside look at the work we do, all the way from receiving the initial call of a homicide all the way to resolving the case. It shows the work we do. It shows how it affects our personal lives. We work, like I said, there's been days I've only seen my family like minutes at a time, for sometimes week, 2 weeks. So I think it gives them a glimpse of how hard we work, how hard we, you know, put the puzzle together to bring, you know, closure to solve a case. Just the inside view of the work we do is amazing. Cause before these types of shows, these documentaries, people probably had an idea of what we did, but shows like Homicide Squad provide like a bird's eye view and a real time, chronicle of what we do as a unit. And I think it lets people know like how hard we work to just bring justice and try to bring closure to these cases.
He loves chocolate chip ice cream, Pitfall on the 2600, and he wants you to watch Homicide Squad New Orleans on A&E. Rob Barrere, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Anytime. I appreciate it, Sean. Thanks.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.